Hello again, Gooners. I think I'm going to forego the music because you know what happens when I play the music. It's a shambles. And of course, I'm going to link that to the way Arsenal started against Chelsea. It couldn't have been much worse, could it? I've listened to Le Grove and they've got a similar point of view to me on most of it. I wouldn't say all of it, but most of it, in that Arsenal started, they got out the blocks really slowly. They seemed sloppy. There were reasons for it. The pitch was waterlogged. It was teeming down with rain. It must have been difficult for the players to adjust to that. It's after an international break. You can't always expect Arsenal to turn up. Although, if you want to win a league, you do need to turn up. And that's possibly a problem looking into the future without a crystal ball. But Arsenal managed to keep that unbeaten league record going in the league at least. So overall, it wasn't the worst performance. I say that probably was the worst performance of this current season. It really, really wasn't something to write home about, was it? So the controversial thing that came out of it really for me was listening to Le Grove. They're quite critical of David Raya. And now I'm not trying to say David Raya had a great game because clearly he didn't. He was off his line for the second Chelsea goal. Okay, Mudryk may not have meant it, but he skewed off his foot and ends up in the back of the net. Let's not forget David Seaman made a similar mistake, 9 on the halfway line. Not that we want to remember that too much, but that's the reality. Those things can happen. When you're a goalkeeper, you make a mistake and it's very visible. People won't forget your mistakes. And the second half performance from Raya, apart from that goal, and I thought his handling was excellent and some of his kicking was good, but not all of it. And we can't expect miracles out of a guy that's just come from Brentford. He's barely been at the club. He's on a loan deal. I think the fans are overreacting, saying we want Ramsdale back. Obviously, Ramsdale's a very popular character in the dressing room and with the fans. And I think part of that popularity is down to the all or nothing TV, whatever it was called, you know, the weekly TV series. I think during that, the fans got really close to the players. So the players that featured in that a lot, Ramsdale being one of them, became huge favourites with the fan base. So that's my perspective on it. I think with David Raya, he's an unknown quantity. Arsenal fans look at him and maybe they don't feel very secure, but I personally do feel secure when I see him in goal. I think he is an excellent shot stopper. He made a couple of excellent saves. Yes, he made a mistake, but then he made up for it at one point when he gave the ball away and then he swept the ball up from the feet of an opposing player. And what else can you do? You make a mistake and you fix it. I hope that Arteta does keep the faith with Raya because I fear if he doesn't, that might be the final time we see Raya in an Arsenal shirt. I don't want that to happen. This goalkeeper is one of the best, in my opinion. I really think so. So let's not have these knee-jerk reactions and start thinking that it's all over for Raya. I hope it isn't. The other player who's not come out of things too well, been heavily criticised, and even though, again, he's a player that I like a lot, but I do understand this criticism a lot more, is Zinchenko. Zinchenko really didn't have the best of games. It was difficult for him. He was up against Sinclair for a lot of it, and Sinclair's obviously a lot quicker than Zinchenko. This game really didn't suit Zinchenko's style. Zinchenko offers a lot to the team, but if he's up against an opposing winger who's lightning, Zinchenko is going to struggle against that. So really, tactically, I think Arteta made a mistake, but he rectified it, took Zinchenko off, and you've got to give the manager credit for doing that. Took him off at half-time, and I suppose Zinchenko would have been very disappointed, but quite honestly, he wasn't playing well. His passing wasn't as good as usual, but I think he was just feeling on the back foot too much. So there were positives to take out of the game eventually, although I've got to say at half-time, I was more or less ready to throw in the towel. I just could not see, even though it was only, it was about 1-0 at the time, at half-time, and I just couldn't see Arsenal coming back. even though the goal itself was extremely lucky, you might say. Although, let's be honest, if the shoe was on the other foot and Arsenal had a penalty denied for a handball in the area, I think Arsenal fans would be pretty upset about that. So I'm in favour of the VAR decision there. However, there's an issue I've got with the penalty taker, because to me, the penalty taker shouldn't be on the pitch. After that foul Palmer committed on Jesus, it was a potential ankle-breaking foul. No wonder Jesus went down. It was nasty. And the replay showed the minimum that should have been really is red. Dangerous play is a red card offence. If an Arsenal player did that, I would expect him to get sent off. I wouldn't complain, because a player shouldn't be trying to end another footballer's career. And let's be honest, Arsenal players being hunted down like it's rabbit season all year round. Because let's not forget how many careers were nearly ended by horrific challenges. We've had Eduardo in the past, Aaron Ramsey, and Abu Diaby. All those three players, and I've probably missed out a few, have been virtually crippled by opponents. And why is that? Because Arsenal play free-flowing football, and they have done for quite some time now. And teams can't get to grips with that without getting overly physical. We've had GBH on the pitch in years gone by when I think Gary Neville and co. decided to kick lumps out of Jose Antonio Reyes. And that was outrageous. How they got away with that, I will never know. But this kind of thing's going to continually happen unless referees decide to take the upper hand, do something about it before somebody ends up in sick bay for quite a long time. So I really feel that this kind of thing needs snuffing out. And let's not forget, of course, Saka. He wasn't at the races in the first half, and you have to wonder why. He's been carrying an injury. Everybody knows this. So he's been injured. Saliba got injured, I believe, on international duty. And Martinelli was also, he's been mostly injured. So we've got players in that team that are playing with injuries. It's a lot to ask for them to go to Stamford Bridge and get a point, but that's exactly what they did eventually. Obviously, Arteta's substitutions was part of the reason for that. And, well, what can you say about Trossard in particular? He's a super sub, really. Just when you think there's no way back, he manages to nick a goal, right? Not quite at the end, but quite near the end. And the team that was most likely to win at the end was Arsenal. Even though, yes, it was a far from vintage performance from the Gunners, but it demonstrated that never say die attitude. Coming back from a two goal deficit is always impressive, especially away from home. And the other player that gets an awful lot of credit is Rice. Of course, Rice smacked in a long range effort, more or less with his side foot, but it went right in the corner. It was a Sanchez howler. The Chelsea goalkeeper virtually passed it to him. But it's still, there was a lot of work to do for Rice, but he still struck it beautifully. I'm very impressed with Rice. A lot of the podcasters on Le Grove are saying the same thing. So we agree on that at least. What we don't agree on is Raya. I think Arsenal need to, or Arteta needs to persevere with him, give him a few more games, probably until Christmas, and then let's see how he is then. But bringing Trossard on was a stroke of genius by Arteta. And the other substitutions mostly worked. And Nketiah, again, there's a slight disagreement with Le Grove. They said Nketiah's not brought a lot more to the team than Jesus. I'm not sure. I think Jesus was getting fouled a lot, so I don't want to make too many sweeping statements about him. And then Kai Havertz looked quite good. Wasn't really mentioned in Le Grove's podcast, but then there was also Jorginho. He's not, I have to agree with Le Grove on this. Jorginho is not really, he's not really quite up to it. He's nearly there. I mean, his age is not on his side, unfortunately, and I don't want to be ageist, but I just feel his legs have gone. And this echoes a lot of what I heard on that podcast, because when you've got Jorginho and Rice in midfield, Rice has got to do most of the running. And they were in they're of the mind of a mind to bring in Partey instead of Jorginho. And it's quite hard to understand why Partey didn't get a chance to start against Chelsea. Perhaps Arteta was thinking that with Jorginho in the team, it would be the curse of the X and he could do something against his former employers. But he wasn't awful, but some of the passing was down to him. Some of the short passing wasn't right. Even the commentator said that's his bread and butter and he can't even do that. And ball went into touch when he passed, was supposed to be like a 20-yard pass, not under a huge amount of pressure. So if you've got a guy like that setting the tone, that's not really helping. But I think Jorginho's a decent pro, and but I wouldn't really want to start him. I'd bring him on in emergencies. I think, you know, to shore things up when you want to see out a game, he's relatively good at that. So, yeah, that's mainly my thoughts. There's also been talk about Smith Rowe moving to Newcastle. The Le Grove are of the opinion that he should be allowed to go for 50 million. I sort of agree with that because Arsenal haven't been good at selling players and getting good money. And it does seem like Smith Rowe is quite a long way down the pecking order. I wouldn't say he's below Fabio Vieira because Smith Rowe did play against Chelsea as a sub. He got a reasonable amount of time to show what he could do. He didn't do a lot in that time. And I feel that maybe it's time for him to move on. Unfortunately, he is a massive favourite. No one wants to see him go, but they've got to sometimes balance the books as well as, you know, it's no good just spending out money on players. You've got to bring some money in too. And now would be the time to sell. Oh, sorry, Christmas time would possibly be the time to sell. Whether he should be sold to Newcastle is a moot point, but it's better than going to a London rival. There is that. So yeah, there. And then just going back to the game, what about the other subs? I'm trying to remember who they were. Nketiah, as I said, I think he did quite well. Kai Havertz, pretty good. He played. He took the place of Odegaard. Odegaard had an awful game. I've never seen him so off the boil. Saka, the manager did the right thing sticking with him because, of course, he provided the cross for the equaliser. So I think, yeah, clearly Trossard is really making a name for himself at Arsenal, and some people would love to see him start in the next game. Whether that will actually happen is another story. And Tomiyasu coming on for Zinchenko was, again, it was an excellent move by the manager. And I think it worked really well. So ultimately, looks like we will be seeing a different starting lineup. I personally don't want to see the end of Raya's time between the sticks. And of course, beating Man City in the game earlier in this month, October, that was an incredible result. Who would have thought that that would be possible? And Martinelli getting the goal on that occasion. So, and let's, as I've said before, I mean, I said Jorginho's probably reached a point where he shouldn't be starting games, but he played pretty well against Man City. So you can see why Arteta plumped for him. And, David Raya had another game when he was dwelling on the ball too much. So he's going to have to release it a lot quicker than he is. As I said, I wouldn't say I'm his biggest fan, but I must be up there because, I have a lot of time for him, as in I really feel he's somebody to persevere with. And hopefully Arteta will actually do that right. And I'm going to leave it there, maybe not even bother with the music, because every time I hit the music button, the distortion gets all out of control. So I think I'll end on a simple goodbye, which will be like this. Adios, amigos.